And now our psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Be exalted, O God, high above the heavens. Alleluia. Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations, happy to be known as companions of your Son. And repeating the antiphon, Be exalted, O God, high above the heavens. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, The Lord has ransomed his people. Alleluia. Jeremiah chapter 31. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, proclaim it on distant coasts, and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob, he shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion, they shall come streaming to the Lord's blessing, the grain, the wine, and the oil. The sheep and the oxen, they themselves shall be like watered gardens, never again shall they languish. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, the young men and the old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy, I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priest, and my people shall be filled with my blessing, says the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, The Lord has ransomed his people. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, Such is our God, he will be our guide forever. Alleluia. Psalm 48. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city. God in the midst of its citadels has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, together they advanced. They saw at once they were astounded, dismayed, they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice in the sight of your judgments. Walk through Zion, walk all around it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. Examine its castles. That you may tell the next generation that such is our God forever and always. It is he who leads us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, the body of your risen Son is a temple not made by human hands, and the defending wall of the New Jerusalem. May this holy city built of living stones shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all nations. Repeating the antiphon, Such is our God, he will be our guide forever. Alleluia. And a reading for this morning is from Romans chapter 8, verses 10 through 11. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. And the responsory, The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. In the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, if you keep my commandments, you will live in my love. Alleluia. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah. If you keep my commandments, you will live in my love. Alleluia. Enter intercessions. Christ rose from the dead and is always present in his church. Let us adore him and say, stay with us, Lord. Lord Jesus, victor over sin and death, glorious and immortal, be always in our midst. Stay with us, Lord. Come to us in the power of your victory and show our hearts the loving kindness of your Father. Stay with us, Lord. Come to heal the world wounded by division, for you alone can transform our hearts and make them one. Stay with us, Lord. Strengthen our faith in final victory and renew our hope in your second coming. Stay with us, Lord. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, in your love, you have brought us from evil to good and from misery to happiness. Through your blessings, give the courage of perseverance to those you have called and justified by faith. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.